How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Who here is most likely to start a rumor about themselves just for the attention?
I'm in between Rebecca and Abby, leaning towards Rebecca.
What?
It's okay. Definitely not me.
It's Rebecca.
It's Rebecca.
it's totally Rebecca.
It's Rebecca. Can we cut back to, quote, does anyone miss being famous?
can we also cut back to her hiring someone to say they're a fan of her on her first date?
So great. Now I've learned I'm late. I'm thirsty. I pee in the dark and I need attention.
This can't be news to you.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Personality Hires podcast, your favorite coworker's favorite podcast. We're all former coworkers who were jobless, surprisingly, last fall. Our boss decided to retire at the ripe age of 49. Or our
I think he was like, whatever.
Whatever. Close enough. At the ripe age of 52. And so we all had to not be coworkers anymore. So now we catch up once a week on this podcast. I'm Abby, and I'm joined by Jackson.
Hello.
I'm joined by Rebecca.
Ohayou gozaimasu.
I'm joined by Mikey.
Wait, I had one. Go Vols. That's not it. That wasn't it, but it was go some. Oh, Roll Tide.
There we go.
You didn't even go to University of Alabama.
Or Tennessee.
Nope, don't know
for that
nothing
matter.
About it.
So, Mikey, we're very excited for you because you have a big announcement. You just got hired for your first full-time gig in radio.
You're damn Skippy. You know, we all got let go from our jobs, but guess what? Some of us have real talent stuff.
Couldn't even finish that one without laughing.
Mikey's like, some of us got hired 9 months after our jobs ended for another competing station in town.
Yes, so I did tease this, and it was announced. So it's finally time to admit and to tell the world I'm working for 94.9 The Bull. Georgia's number one for new country.
Mikey and I, mentor and mentee, we both end up at radio stations with the Signal 94.9.
Abby, to think that you wouldn't be where you are without Mikey's help.
And that's a thing of beauty. I had to get Abby where she's going before I could help myself. But no, actually, Abby did help me cut my air check for this station. And a couple months later, hey, it all came to fruition. So, yeah, okay. I did start my first radio job there, and today was my first day. I showed up yesterday.
Oh! Today's
a little bit of context without giving too much away here. There was a big meeting in the morning, 8 o'clock, like I had to have a speech ready. I thought long and hard about my speech. I was ready to do it. So Monday morning comes around, I get out of bed, I'm eating a sausage biscuit, I'm out the door, I get to the place, I'm like, all right, well, I don't have a key or anything, I'm just going to have to wait for someone to let me in. I texted my boss, and I was like, hey, I'm out here, but I'll just wait for someone to let me in. This guy comes, he lets me in, I'm like, yeah, well, we got that big meeting, you know, and he's like, what? And I was like, oh, someone's not invited to the big meeting. And and then I go, he hooks me up with the big boss over there, and so I'm talking to him, and I'm like, yeah, you know, just getting prepared for this big meeting. And he's like, pretty sure that's tomorrow. And I'm like, this guy doesn't even know what he's talking about.
And, you're the boss around here? I should be the boss.
Yeah, as it turns out, I was there a day early. It was actually to occur on Tuesday morning, so nobody really knew what to do with me.
Oh my God.
And yeah, I kind of screwed the pooch on that one.
Wait, upon further review, did you look back at the email communications that you probably got a dozen of? Did it say Tuesday?
Absolutely. Right there in gold print. Right there on my calendar. It was right there. Tuesday, 8 o'clock.
To be fair, it is logical to think that you would start a job on a Monday.
Fair.
Well, it's just that all of last week, so I quit my old job 2 weeks ago. All of last week, I spent studying for this exam for the grease and lubrication business. I took my exam, and so my head was just all contorted in the way of, this next week, I start work. Never dared to check the text twice. Showed up a day early to work. So, hey, I got a head start. I was too eager. And chalk it up to that. Chalk it up to me being a hell of an employee. And yeah, nobody knew quite what to do with me.
Did you hang out the full day or did you leave?
I got some stuff done. I was productive. I got all my training done. I set myself up to have nothing to do on my first day.
Nice.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, all in all, it was a good start.
So that
good
means start.
It really does show, I don't know, my concern is that really does show like a lack of responsibility, even though it was in the good direction, is being too early. It is like, you got that date and time wrong. And I'm like, yeah, I've never done that before in my life. But
hey, at least you were too early rather than too late. Like imagine if it's, this meeting was Wednesday.
True.
I should have rolled with it though. I should have just been like, yeah, well, you know, I like to be early to stuff.
You should have called for an impromptu meeting.
Guys, get in there.
Yeah, everyone get in there. I'm here, so we're doing it. So wait, how did your actual first day of work go then?
It was fantastic. I had a good meeting. I had a couple of good meetings. I've never been in a professional world where I have meetings. Usually they like someone will bless me with a meeting. I'll get to be included on a meeting. These days I'm on the email chain. You know, back in our radio days, like for me to be in that meeting, I was like, hey, missed a big time over here. Yeah, no, it was fun though. Met a lot of good people. Learned some good stuff. I think I'm well on my way to being on the radio. And there's more details to come, but I will be on the weekends on 94.9 The Bull.
What are you preparing for the audience? What's like your first, like, do you have any bits in mind that you're thinking about pre-producing for when you're finally cracking that mic?
Oh, Rebecca, you don't even know the things I have in store for my audience. It's going to be a game changer.
Tell us.
Flipping it all on its head.
Okay. Tell us, please.
That's as much as I can disclose right now.
Are you gonna be the reason for the second renaissance of radio?
You're exactly right. But in all honesty, no, I'm actually trying to learn how to use the board.
Oh man.
Yeah, no, but it's a good thing, and I'm really excited about it. I'm loving all my coworkers. I'm one of three new hires. We're on a new path, and y'all wish me luck. I'm out there. I'm doing it.
Good luck. Break a leg.
Hell yeah, Mike.
Break a mic, if you will.
I will. I bet I will.
Okay. Well, it's been a minute since we've done our Inhumane Resources segment, which is basically our advice column for y'all who have drama in your lives, because we don't have enough of it. So we want to know, should you break up with a friend who may or may not be going through a mental health crisis? Who is the email?
I have it.
Mikey does. He's practicing his on-air voice.
Mikey.
Oh, yeah. No, I actually do need to learn how to read now.
Yeah, deliver this like you would on the radio.
Well, hello, personality.
Stop, please. Please help me.
All right, here we go. Inhumane Resources. Hey, personality hires. So this is not actually my tea and is my partner's tea. Let's call my partner Hannah and her friend Claire. Okay. Claire is a long-distance friend that has historically had periods where she vanishes and won't reply for long periods of time.
Well done. Right,
I'm sorry. I know Abby hates it when I pause through the story, so.
Well, you said periods, and I'm like, oh, this like, poor girl. Like, someone get her to a gyno.
Literally, get on the pill, girl.
Breaking Claire, this just in, girl has periods? Is that what this is?
Yes, that's the end of it. How do you guys feel?
That's where I thought we were going.
Claire's a long-distance friend that has historically had periods where she just vanishes and won't reply for long periods of time or won't sleep and does erratic things. I don't know Claire well, but she's gone like 3 months without responding to Hannah's texts. It was Claire's birthday, so Hannah texted her and finally got a response. Keep in mind that this is like the fifth text in a row. They had a brief exchange, and Hannah told Claire that we got engaged. Claire said, congratulations, and that was the end of it. Now, Hannah isn't sure what to do in terms of whether or not to invite Claire to the wedding. They've been friends for years, but this feels like such a gray area because it seems like Claire is dropping hints, or maybe Claire just isn't actually a good friend at all. But also, the context of her mental health issues kind of sheds some light on why these things may be happening. I personally think that Hannah should just straight up ask Claire, what the F and S is going on, just in terms of figuring out logistics for our wedding. What would y'all do? My partner seems so sad, and it seems like losing a friend.
This reminds me of every email we got on our former employing show, The Burt Show, where we get these emails where it's like, I think we should just like talk to her and see what's going on. And we would have to figure out how to fill the next 5 minutes of like advice or jump through mental hoops to be like, what's really going on in Claire's life? When I totally agree with the sentiment of the last sentence where it's like, how about you ask your friend if she's okay and then go from there?
Yeah. How many times did Burt ever say, like, what happened to communication and just asking?
I mean, it's obviously they've been trying to communicate at least a little bit, and she's just been totally AWOL. So just to like think about it from the perspective of a person who it's mental illness in it, I feel like I've been on both sides of this because as a person who's diagnosed with OCD, it has in really bad times made me kind of a bad friend. Like I would be flaky on friendship dates. I would flake out and say, I can't come. I'm sorry. I'm like in the middle of something and I can't like leave my house, or I'm not answering texts because I'm so cooped up in my own head. So I understand the frustration of having a friend who you feel like you can't get through to because they are just like dealing with something that you can't really relate to and they feel stuck in their own head. But your mental illness is kind of, it's not your fault, but it is your responsibility. And also it's kind of a bummer. So maybe stop. Maybe like, don't be.
Yeah. Just like stop being anxious or like depressed.
Yeah. Maybe like quit it.
I kind of have an original take on this one, I'm afraid.
Tell us, Mikey.
Claire's a damn drifter.
Oh,
this Claire is sick as hell. Like, this lady is out there not sleeping, just having some episodes and doing what she wants. No job in sight, as the way it sounds. This sounds like the coolest person alive.
So she's not,
I think.
She's not manic depressive. She's like a nomad.
Yeah, no, it's sick. She's probably like, I don't know. She's probably herding dogs and like getting into all kinds of shenanigans that you would never expect. And you want to get rid of this friend? This seems like the most important friend you have.
And this is, you know, not what where I thought you were taking this at all. I thought you were about to be like, we need to Baker act, Claire.
No, so the move here is, the solution to all these problems, invite this person to the wedding. Mm. This is a person you want at your wedding. This person's going to introduce all kinds of interesting subplots to this wedding. Could show up, could not show up, doesn't matter. What's it going to cost? $75 a plate? Spend the 75 on the basis that this could turn out extremely interesting.
Everyone who is planning a wedding knows that the best thing that you want is unexpected surprises on your wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying?
A little bit of erratic behavior never hurt any wedding that I've heard of. I think this is an interesting person. I want to attach a GoPro to this person.
Track them.
As someone who is going through the wedding planning process.
I thought you were going to say mental health crisis.
and regularly scheduled mental health crises. I mean, I'm a little torn because on one hand, it's your day. Your guest list it should be all people who are a hell yes, I think. If people are on the fence, if they're a maybe, then in my head, then that should be a no. The problem is, it sounds like you are keen on, that she is keen on maintaining this friendship. And so you have a decision to make of, if you don't invite them, then you're signing off on this whole thing being done, I think.
I have another theory.
Mm.
The theory is that Claire's the mental healther.
Okay, Hannah is her partner. Claire is the mentee bee woman.
The friend.
Yes. Claire is in love with Hannah. She's devastated that she's getting married. She's acting out.
Oh.
There is a non-zero chance that that is true since these are lesbians. So I think that's very astute, Mikey. That could,
and
this
the passive
could be an accident.
Congratulations after saying that you just got engaged.
Pretty gay.
A little gay. All you need to do is have your partner text her, say, "Don't kill yourself. You're so sexy." And then see if they respond. And if they do in a manner that is appropriate, invite them to your wedding and have a good time. That's my advice to you.
I agree. I'm inclined to agree with you, Rebecca. Retweet. Rebecca is also gay. So I'm going to take her advice on the gay and humane resources email that we got.
Keep us posted on how this goes.
Yeah, no, invite the nomad. You have to. You have to.
I mean,
it's going to turn out so interesting.
For the sake of this show, yes, invite her.
We'll get another email.
Yeah. She'll probably show up no matter what.
Nomad.
All right.
Nomad.
Even though it's...
See? Proof's in the pudding.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I feel like we have to even out the gayness we just installed with this email. We need to talk about the straightest show on television right now, excluding Islander Zach. And talk about we have to talk about Love Island USA.
As somebody who has never watched Love Island before, can you give me like the one sentence TLDR on the premise?
Is it like Nada Yada Island?
It is like Nada Yada Island, Mikey. Good job.
Do you know what that is?
I do, because they run ads for it after Love Island. No, Love Island is, and we're speaking about USA specifically because it started in UK, which is better, but less people watch it over here. Love Island USA is a show where single women and single men show up in Fiji in this little resort, and they have to couple up with one another. They do challenges that are both disgusting and horny. And at the very end, America votes for their favorite couple, and that couple wins $100,000 that they can choose to either split between the two of them or one of them can steal it. But basically, the entire show is just like this horny extravaganza where these like sexy young 25-year-olds are coupling up and getting split up by America. Everyone watching is voting on who they want to be coupled up together, who they want to break up. There's new single bombshells showing up all kinds of episodes to cause chaos. It's just like a very dramatic, romantic reality TV show.
So nobody's getting married? You either take the money or you split the money?
Yeah, I didn't know there was this whole like game theory aspect of it at the end.
It's like Squid Game.
It's a reality TV competition show before anything else. And then the romance is kind of a sideline.
It's like Mr. Beast if he was on Pornhub.
Honestly, yeah, that's like very appropriate. Yes. It's this season in particular is probably the horniest show I have ever seen in my entire life. They have just like upped the ante of heterosexuality on my television. The
I feel like last year was pretty horny too. No.
I feel like USA is always like kind of extra with like the sex and the making out and the challenges where they're just like tonguing each other down.
What's a challenge? Can you give us an example of a challenge?
Yes, because we're about to play one. So one of the...
What?
Yeah, can you believe it? One of the challenges that they just recently did was it was a pie challenge where they separated the men and the women and each of them got a superlative like this. This person is not here for genuine reasons. And the woman that the men thought was not here for genuine reasons got a pie to the face. And it was very dramatic.
Can I ask a question really quick? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Genuine reasons. You're not trying to find love, though. You're trying to get $100,000. No, is that wrong or is that right?
No one's
You are trying to find love.
They're okay. I think the majority of the contestants on Love Island are there to become influencers and sell like body soap and like detox tea for the rest of their lives.
But in the context of the show, in this world, what are they trying to do?
In the context of the show, they're all super adamant that they're here for love. They're not here for money or fame. They're here for genuine reasons. They're 22 and they need to get married before their eggs dry up. So yeah, they're all there for romance.
Valid reason.
I need that 100 grand for my eggs.
I want next year to just be a group of 29-year-old women and men whose hairline has just started to recede.
Oh my
then
God.
I want to see the desperation for everyone to get together.
Peninsula.
Love Peninsula.
Yeah.
So this season has been pretty high key in the sexual content, which I agree with you, Abby, that it's always kind of sexual on US. But I swear this, it's like you cannot watch for more than 30 seconds without someone making out. And the sounds, the volume is just like, why do the editors make the making out sound so loud? I'm like, who is this appealing to? It makes
me upset. Like the lav mic in their mouth.
Yes, it's insane. It's disgusting.
I feel like we're inside of their mouths when they kiss.
Yeah, and listen, I'm fine with straight people, but like, I don't know, like keep it behind closed doors. You don't have to show it off like that. It's crazy.
Get a room, you straight.
During Pride Month. but yeah, this season was really exciting. We had a girl with one leg, which was really fun. They had a girl with one leg before they had a girl who was fat.
Hell yeah.
That's a crazy thing to say. We love Beatriz, as our Ariana Maddox, the host, would say. Beatriz.
Me and Dries.
Beatriz. There's been a lot of drama with the contestants who are lying and sucking and fucking. There is a romance that may be a romance between two male contestants that the women are having a heated rivalry moment about.
I feel like it's a one-sided romance and an other-sided bromance. I think one thinks it's platonic and the other doesn't.
Will they kick you off the island for being gay?
There actually have been girls who have coupled up with girls before. So I think lesbians allowed. I would hazard a guess that if men coupled up on Love Island, they probably wouldn't receive the same reception, which is very sad because we love our bi kings. I think
Love
you should. Island.
Hey, get in there, Jackson.
Love Island.
Hey, I'm pitching next year Love Byland, where every single one of them is bi, so everybody's on the table.
Love Byland.
I like Love Thailand, where
they're presented as women, but they're actually
where
boys.
It takes place in Japan, and that's just a naming convention.
Oh, come on. Put me in that corner.
Anyway, there's no Huda or anyone like super crazy like last season who I was obsessed with. But there are some wild and out people on this season. But we're not really here to talk about that. We're here to steal one of their challenges and do it ourselves. So today I am Ariana Maddox and I am introducing the pie challenge, where each of us has come to the table with superlatives. And we are going to vote on who in the personality hires best matches these superlatives. Does anyone want to go first?
My first superlative is most likely to end up in a... Most likely to end up viral in the TikTok comment section.
Ooh.
You did this one so you would get it. I know you're commenting on TikTok.
It is you.
Why are you on my For You page?
No, I don't even have TikTok. I'm just assuming.
I also know that you have a few viral comments.
Have you seen them? Because I'm a celeb.
I haven't seen them.
I'm a celeb in the comment section.
Hey, I've got a couple too. Don't count me out.
I'm like, how do you comment so early that you like get your comment so upvoted and popular? How does that happen?
Get in there quick.
It doesn't have to be early. Sometimes you just have to be the funniest. And sometimes we are. Shall we read some of my greatest hits?
No, I think we can move on to the next one. Who's next?
All right.
You muted yourself.
I got one.
Abby, you muted yourself.
I did not give myself that award, but I'm so glad that you guys think I'm so funny that you gave it to me anyway. So
I think you play the numbers game. I think you comment at least 500 times a day and just hope that one sticks.
Why do you guys all up on my For You page? I'm a funny gal.
Abby's next one's going to be like, Abby's is going to be like, coolest girl with a pink background right now.
and it's just Jackson.
Who is most likely to fake their own death?
I feel like you would do that. Are we all just
me?
I feel like that's something you would do. I feel like you would do it for a TikTok bit. Follow me to fake my own death.
No, Rebecca would do it for like 3 days. It would be like she would come back so quick that we'd be like, come on, we just had the funeral. Give us a little bit.
I don't think anyone of us have that gear in them, though, to do something like that.
No, yeah. I feel like Rebecca would be like, listen, I just want to hang out with my boyfriend uninterrupted for 5 days. So follow me.
Me and my boyfriend died and got buried in the same town.
La boo boo.
Oh my God. I think my own death for marketing purposes. I really thought you guys were going to say Jackson.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't. I just feel like you'd want to like hibernate away for like a period of time just so no one bothers you and you just like get to like just be at home.
Right. The incessant DMs, the constant phone ringing, it gets a little bit too much.
No, but for real, Jackson does have one. He has like a shred of mysteriousness to him.
Yeah.
Out of the three of us, I think Jackson has the most, which is not a lot, but a shred of mysteriousness.
I agree.
Doesn't South Korea have like that mysterious woods where people do go and do that, where they like decide to delete themselves?
Mysterious woods is one
that's that's Japan's suicide forest.
Oh,
racist.
That's like, remember when Logan Paul got in a ton of trouble for filming someone there on YouTube?
Yeah. Yes, I do remember that.
Boy, do I.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now he wrestles. Okay.
Now he does.
Now he wrestles.
All right,
what a pivot. What a career pivot.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Who's most likely to wear a t-shirt of a band that they don't know?
Me.
Rebecca.
Honestly, I think it could be anyone. It could be me or Rebecca.
Okay, Mikey, I could see Jackson too.
I could do that easily.
Not in a million years.
Mikey wouldn't do it, and Abby only wears t-shirts that says like number one daughter, empathy, friendship.
First of all, my therapist would disagree that I own any shirt that says number one daughter.
Oh my God. Wait, can we just talk about one thing I just realized, which is that all of Abby's t-shirts and like what she wears is like what Japanese people like thrift that have like English words on them. Like all of her sweatshirts are like just random English words.
Jamba juice.
Sex.
Literally.
Oh my God. You nailed it, Rebecca.
You really did.
Abby's shirt says set.
You
right
really
now.
Did.
S-E-T.
That's like when the Chinese person gets water in English written on them.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Who here is most likely to argue with someone in Instagram comments only to find out later that it was a bot?
Me.
Yeah, Rebecca.
It's so me. Too.
It's gotta be.
It's gotta be Rebecca.
When I comment on TikToks, I never make an original comment. I'm just fighting with people. I'm like, you are dumb for saying that. That's a weird thing to say. How dare you? So
she's the hope this helps girl. Hope this helps.
What?
You're the hope this helps.
Oh my God. Yeah. Hope this helps. Stop. That is the most triggering phrase I've ever heard in my life.
hope this helps.
That means they hit you with it. Oh boy.
Oh, I hate it so much.
Most likely to text, I'm on my way while still in bed.
Oh, Rebecca by a million miles. She was 30 minutes late to this recording.
No, that was not my fault.
She's like, I'm on a meeting. Meanwhile, it's just her and Kyle making shrimp memes together.
It's never her fault.
No. Yeah, probably guilty, actually. Yeah, I'll take that one, too.
100%.
Sorry, everyone.
Most likely to go to a Korean restaurant and order cream of some young guy.
Oh my God, Mikey, that's you. That's you.
That's you. It's Jackson.
So dumb.
That one had an answer.
Okay, who is most likely to give their kid a really weird ass name?
Oh, you, Mikey.
Me?
Yeah, exactly. Really? 100%. Something like really,
what do you think?
Really, really weirdly Southern.
Like Scratch?
Like,
oh my gosh, I might actually name my kid Scratch. That just like came out of my mouth. Kind of a sick name. All right, maybe it is me. That's a cool name. Scratch?
You're going to name him like Cork or Bottle Cap?
Corn Beef Hash?
Miller Lite?
It's just going to sound like a name from The Outsiders.
No, I'd get one son and name Miller, and then the next one would be Miller Lite.
Miller Lite. Oh my God. If you name,
that's pretty funny.
If you name your kid Scratch, what is their middle name going to be?
Off.
E. Oh, off is good too.
That's good. That's good.
Oh, wait. No. Something that starts with a E, so then it would be like Scratch E Wakefield.
Scratchy Wakefield? E. Yeah.
E works.
Scratch Elizabeth Wakefield.
It's crazy.
Who is most likely to practice their side of a phone call in the mirror before making
me.
The phone
call? Rebecca.
I think this might be a tie between me and Mikey.
Yeah, I've done this.
Yeah.
I do this like constantly.
Yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I freak out about a conversation.
Yeah, Mikey's a rehearser.
I am.
And we know that Rebecca loves the production stuff, so I can see you, but I can also see Mikey as well.
Mm-hmm. I was taught at a young age to do all your speeches in the mirror, and it sucks watching yourself.
Yeah, it does. Or recording yourself.
Yeah.
I feel like this is timely considering one of the superlatives, but most likely to have a story that offends several oppressed groups.
I'm going to say Abby.
It's Abby.
Me?
Abby. It's Abby. Yes.
She just said that thing about Korea.
Oh, no. I was alluding to Mikey.
Remember she said that thing about Korea, guys? Don't say me.
See, Mikey is someone who would do it knowing what he's doing it for the joke. You're someone who would get in trouble for accidentally doing something actually offensive, I think.
Abby's
one story I have said that has been politically incorrect.
I could
not
think
on
of
purpose.
You say Jackson's from BTS all the time.
Yeah, and that hurts my feelings every single time.
Yeah, he doesn't like that. Yeah.
No, it's always an accident, but I feel like you just like accidentally say like a slur from 1920s that you just thought meant like he's kind of cute.
Oh, like when I said pansy on the radio, I think I just meant like
oh wait!
I didn't know that. How am I supposed to know that's a slur?
See,
I wouldn't have known that either.
Exhibit A.
Your little son's kind of a pansy, isn't he?
I didn't know that was oppressive. I thought it was just kind of like he's a little bit off.
Yeah, it's like you're not supposed to say like spaz anymore because like that's really offensive.
So. You just said it. You just said it.
For the sake of example, okay.
All right. How about most likely to pee in the dark?
Like not turn the light on when they go to the bathroom at night or something?
Mikey?
Yes.
I mean, I do that. I don't turn on a light
like
if
Rebecca
I...
To
I
me.
Never turn on a light when I pee at night.
No. What are you, standing up or sitting down?
Standing.
Dangerous game.
I mean, yeah, but...
I have a little nightlight in my bathroom so I can go pee with peace and pleasure.
Okay, but like nightlight doesn't count. I'm talking pitch black. But don't even bother. Whatever. Maybe this question sucks. I thought that was going to be a good one. And I thought that it was going to be me.
All right, next.
Okay. Who is most likely to say sorry first in an argument, even if they don't think they did anything wrong?
Me. I'll nominate myself.
I also think it's Mikey.
Yeah.
Mikey.
I think it's Mikey. I think the rest of us are too stubborn, and Mikey doesn't like to be in conflict.
I don't like to be in trouble.
Yeah.
You would stew over it for a long time, but
and
you
I'd
would
tell
yes.
I'd tell everybody I know too. I'd be like, "Could you believe that?"
Yeah. Can you believe I said sorry?
Can you believe they believed my sorry?
Oh my God.
All right. My last one is, who here is most likely to start a rumor about themselves just for the attention?
I'm in between Rebecca and Abby, leaning towards Rebecca.
What? It's okay. Definitely not me.
It's Rebecca.
It's Rebecca.
it's totally Rebecca.
It's Rebecca. Can we cut back to, quote, does anyone miss being famous?
can we also cut back to her hiring someone to say they're a fan of her on her first date?
Exhibit ABC.
Funny.
Listen, I'm just real. I am genuine about my thirstiness. That's not a crime.
I do appreciate the self-admission, yes. But it's true.
Good honesty.
What would my rumor be?
You would make it. It's up to you.
That I'm
Did you hear
now?
She's they, them again?
I know. That's what I was thinking.
You
I'm
would
back.
Make the rumor and then get offended by people's reactions by it.
That's terrible. All right, so great. Now I've learned I'm late. I'm thirsty. I pee in the dark and I need attention.
This can't be news to you.
Air fryer found in the kitchen. This is my last one, and we might have to explain it because it's a Love Island reference, but this one is most likely to end up getting voted into The Hideaway.
Ooh. Yeah, please explain what The Hideaway is.
Johnny's.
I love me some Johnny's.
I nominate myself.
Fine, I'll go.
Rebecca, would you like to explain The Hideaway?
Of course I would. The Hideaway is it's a room on like the Love Island villa where it opens up routinely and the contestants are allowed to vote on which couple gets to go into The Hideaway because there's no one else in there. Because when they go
it's 7 minutes in heaven.
Yeah, but it's like for a night. So it's basically where couples like can go have sex without being in the communal sex room. They get to have sex in privacy.
Yeah. Come on, guys. We got to cancel that show. This is not good.
Make a complaint. Yeah. So I feel like this question is like, which person in a relationship on this podcast is the horniest? Who are you voting into The Hideaway?
I don't know if anyone would of us.
Yeah, nobody wants to nominate anybody.
Is this all of us coming out as prudes?
It's maybe. I mean, I guess if you're in a communal area, having a night to yourself would be nice, but like for the sleep.
Yeah, it's the opposite of that. It's instead of public sex, you have private sex. Who's the biggest prude?
Oh, true. So
true.
Who's anti-kink?
Or I guess maybe it's like who has the most stable relationship? Because isn't that usually who gets to go in The Hideaway is the people who are like the strongest couple.
Oh, yeah, it's the strongest. It is the strongest.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So we got to vote Jackson and his beloved fiance because they're enfianced.
Oh, the enfianced.
We are getting married. This is true.
All right, you're going into The Hideaway. Congratulations, King. Put on some lingerie and we'll do a little dance for you.
I packed
eat that
my
kitty.
High heels.
Eat that kitty. Kitty.
Eat that kitty in the Hideaway.
The Hideaway.
Please. Song? Please, no. please be over with that.
Wait, can we talk about... So a couple just went to The Hideaway on Love Island USA, and the man came outside, and they always do a little like a gendered debrief where the man talks to the other man about what happened in there. He said, "We did it all." And one of his fellow contestants said, "You mean you put it in her butt?"
I think
that's a solid question.
Yeah. he said no, but I'm on like Zach dissertation, like by representation, dissertation TikTok where people are like trying to convince everyone that he has erectile dysfunction because he was only able to have sex once in The Hideaway.
I saw that TikTok and I was like, I need to block this TikToker because this is absolutely insane. Coming up with
it's
points
so
and evidence. Oh my God, it's crazy.
It was like looking at the size of his hands. Be like, did you know that statistically men with this length of finger have
people
a 75%
are doing these
chance
deep dives?
More?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are crazy about the Love Island contestants. Yeah. No, it was a man. A man did this.
This is dystopian.
Yeah, it was a man who made this TikTok. He was gay, though.
Okay. Women and gay guys.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones. They're the ones you should be going after. Not me and Jackson.
Yes.
Well, thank you guys for listening to another episode of Personality Hires Podcast. And guess what? Oh, we'll circle back next week.
You guys don't have another.
Oh, do you want to keep going? It seems like we had 46.
I thought we all had four, but I'm happy to end it.
Yeah, no, I have more.
I only had three, so.
I think
most
I was like,
likely to wear. Most likely to wear boxers as briefs.
Okay, anyway, and on that note,
most likely to be in the 99% on the 1% club.
Thank you guys so much. First of all, I was in the 40%. Thank you all for listening to another episode of the Personality Hires Podcast. I don't know if we're gonna last another week, but if we do, we will see you next week. You can always catch up with us on Instagram at Personality Hires Podcast, or you can email us all of your office drama at personalityhirespodcast@gmail.com. We're gonna circle back next week.
Pioneer.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.